Hi, this is Joanne Shaw Taylor, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
something a bit different, opening up the Raven and the Blues when I put the show together. It's Friday the 13th. I'm lucky until midday or something, isn't it? But when I put the show together yesterday, looking at all the new material that had arrived in the course of the last 7 days and trying to find tracks that I hoped you might like, or at least tracks which represent some of the new releases in the blues, that track wasn't part of the show list yesterday. And the reason is that I woke up this morning, that's a good blues title, but I woke up this morning with the news that Deborah Coleman had died. She was just 61 years old. I think she died of bronchitis and the complications caused with pneumonia, but it's a very early age to go. And that's Deborah from, I guess, 11 years ago now, from the album Stop the Game, and a track called Greasy, opening up The Raven and the Blues. It was always going to be a bit of a sad programme in a sense anyway, but it's made even sadder by the death of Deborah. Many of us have periods of great self-doubt, and especially if you're in the entertainment business, whether it's musician or DJ, whether, I don't know whether you call it entertainment or not, but it's often very difficult when you think, why am I doing this? Can I go on stage? And I think all musicians do go through periods of time when they literally can't face doing various things. And I heard about 2 weeks ago that Poplar Jake, lovely, lovely guy, he's been to the boat before and made some great albums over the years. He was having a new album coming out and also a new band about to go on tour, but was having emotional difficulties. And so we'd been given permission to play this track to represent, really, to make awareness of, you know, the difficulties that many people, myself included, go through. And then earlier on this week, Monday or Tuesday of this week, it was announced that Poplar had actually retired altogether from the music scene. And he wrote the most amazing blog of effectively of the effects on him over the last year or so, and the reason why he's given up. And what I'm going to do, I always mention on the show notes that, you know, you can click on the link and go to the artist's webpage. But if you go to this particular track with Poplar Jake, and you click on the link, it'll take you to his blog, which explains why he's given up the business and the doubts and the self-doubts and all the mental health problems he's had over the last couple of years. It's a really saddening and yet in some respects uplifting read, because it makes you just realise what so many people go through. Poplar Jake, now hopefully only temporarily retired. I hope you come back, Jake. Here he is with a track which it really sums up everything he's been going through. It's called Coldest of Blues.
Wanna end this bloody life? put you on the outside. If you let your armor down, and they hurt you on the inside. If you just let them stick around. Say I'm a cruel and I'm a cold one, and everything I do is wrong. But I tell you they're mistaken. I'm just trying to get along. And I'll find you in the sunlight, and it'll get you in the shade. Of blues. It's the coldest of blues. It's the coldest of blues. This side of the grave.
In the sunshine, it'll find you in the shade. Jake, I hope you still continue to play and hope you continue to write as well, and hopefully one day we'll have you back on stage. Poplar Jake, and a track which he wrote last year, The Coldest of Blues, and the link will be to the blog he posted earlier on this week, which if you've been going through any kind of emotional hard time, you'll find remarkably uplifting. I don't think Jake realised how therapeutic it was going to be for so many other people too. Okay, let's move to Italy now. Well, not quite Italy. I'll be there next week, by the way. Next week's show comes from Italy, but this band are from Italy, but living in London. They've got a new album out, their very first album. They're called the Cinelli Brothers, and the album is called Please Set Your Alarm. It's really rather fine. And I know it resonates with a good friend of mine called Peter. And I'm going to play this track for Peter, really, because I think he'll enjoy it. It's called Don't Hold Back and Love Me.
And love me. Don't hold back and love me. Don't wanna love me 'cause you ain't the only one. But if you don't commit yourself a bit, I'll be gone. And love me.
off charm and I'm a good looking guy. I got little swagger and I'm funny too. You burst with excitement when I sing the blues. Baby, love me. Don't hold back and love me. Just won't get none, baby, love me. Don't hold back and 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 love me.
Lovely stuff, Old Time Blues from the Cinelli Brothers and their brand new album coming out, I think in about a month's time. It's called Please Set Your Alarm, Baby, Please Set Your Alarm. And there's a track called Don't Hold Back and Love Me. That's a Peter and Donald, I guess, too. Okay, one more mention of things not going too well for somebody. Good friends of the programme, Kevin and Pam, live up in Derbyshire in Matlock, and they've got a bit of a small holding. Now, if you've seen American movies, cowboy movies, you've seen the cowboy leap off the horse and wrangle a little calf to the ground, then tie its legs together and stuff, you know, before branding it or whatever. Well, Kevin and Pam ended up with a calf they hadn't planned for, so to speak. This week on Tuesday, Pam was wrangling the calf or something similar, and it fought back. It hadn't done, obviously been watching the cowboy movies, and broke her leg. And she's in hospital still. I think she'll be out at the weekend, but obviously going to be incapacitated for quite a long time. So, and I know also be right by reading her Facebook pages in huge amounts of pain, and she's had so much morphine. Anyway, Pam, this is for you. It's obviously the James Hunter 6 and Whatever It Takes, and this is called, it's really your recuperation, really. It's called How Long?
Took a powder on one fine September day. My crying grew louder as her footsteps faded away. In her wake lay shattered fragments of the smile I used to wear. How long will it take for my poor heart to repair? I made peace with my bookmaker just to turn my luck around. My heart shot out the back way. They're still trying to track her down. My money's gone the same way, and I haven't got a prayer. How long will it take for my poor heart to repair? We got no room for your kind. Why don't you try your luck downstairs? How long will it take for my poor heart to repair? Thank you.
don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Oh woman, why you treat me so mean? You the meanest old woman that I have ever seen. I guess that you said so. Don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Woman, oh woman, why you treat me this way? 'Cause I'll be back on my feet someday. I guess that you said so. Got to be down on my knees when I done go, go, go hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Oh, what you say? Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Glastonbury reverb, that man. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. This is a hard house rave gun, isn't it? Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. You know the words, real simple. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. One more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. No more, the road, yeah. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Wonderful. Fabulous.
Very much have me.
Recorded live at the Drawing Room last month. That's Sean Taylor. Before him, you heard James Hunter 6 and from their album Whatever It Takes and How Long for Pam, who's recovering. And that, it was lovely. It's when it starts playing and you think, I recognise that vaguely. And just as you start to think, that's Davy Graham, Davy Graham's Angie. And then all of a sudden it goes into Hit the Road, Jack. Wonderful stuff. A compilation of both Ray Charles and Davy Graham and Sean Taylor playing it live at the Drawing Room. Good stuff indeed. And that I'm not quite sure it's going to form part of a new album or anything, but nevertheless, rather fine. And the resident blues poet, really, and has been on the show a couple of times. Lovely, lovely guy. Okay, new albums, lots of them this week. Let's start with Kid Ramos, first of all. His new album is called Old School, and here he is with Kids Jump.
Thank you.
Flying Ice gives a flavour of the album Kid Ramos, and Old School is the brand new album out next month, and that's called Kids Jump. Staying with new releases, this is Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps. Her brand new one is called Babylon, and here is a track called 21st Century Man.
We're going down.
Wonderful. I was listening to the Out Cube that, and I'm thinking, I wasn't paying any attention at all. Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps, originally from Texas, now living in Los Angeles. Their new album Here in Babylon, and there is a track called 21st Century Man. Back to the UK now. We've got three female vocalists in a row. Yes, we have. And the brain's falling apart again, Raven. Come on, you can do it. Back to the UK. And a band who seem to drift above the radar and then go down below it again, but are always there, sort of in the background. Mar Polaine's Great Decline. They've only been around, I guess, 3 or 4 years, I guess. And there's been a few changes of people within the band, but nevertheless, Beth Parker and Clinton Hoff together are formed the basis of it. And I think they're a duo now. They're going to be at Upton this year. Not quite sure whether it's a full band or an Upton, and they're fairly busy. But their new album is just so good. It's called The Outsider, and making the first track from it, I chose this one called Old Fashioned Goodbye.
When the sky opens up and it's time for me to go, wrap me up good, throw me in the hole, drink a little whiskey, pass around a hat, play Delta blues from the bottom of your fashion goodbye. I want an old fashion goodbye. No need to cry. No need to carry me down the aisle. I want an old fashion goodbye. When the big tree falls and there's nothing but the root, let it swallow me up. I wanna sink into the earth, drink a little whiskey, drive out to the west, play Delta blues, remember me. When the fickle man calls and he's broken all the hearts, bury me deep, forget all the past. And sometime in May, when the daffodils fall, y'all sit and watch me grow.
Great, great lyrics. Marpolin's Great Decline, or the band, or the duo, if you prefer. Their album is brand new. It's called The Outsider, and there is a track from it called Old Fashioned Goodbye, and the whole of the rest of the album is just so good. I'll be going back to it a lot over the course of the spring and the summer of this year. Spring and summer. All it's doing is rain. And the worst thing is that the weather forecast for Italy and France next week when I'm there is more rain. Well, it's going to be nice here in the UK. Okay, third in the trio of ladies, we go back to Texas. And this time the band are still in Texas, unlike Teresa, who left Texas and went to Los Angeles. Kathy and the Kilowatts are a Texas-based band, and they still are. Their new album is called Premonition of Love, and here is the title track.
Premonition of love. Suddenly my intuition, it became crystal clear. Love reflected from your soul the moment you came near. Premonition of love. Premonition of love. Premonition of love, baby. Premonition of
Kathy and the Kilowatts from their brand new album. There is the title track and Premonition of Love. That's from Texas. Let's go to Norway now and the town of Lillestrøm and J.T. Lauritsen and the Buckshot Hunters. They have a new album out called Blue Eyed Soul Volume 1. And here's a track from that called Lover's Holiday.
Relax yourself, we don't need no clothes. Pour that wine, let down your hair. Tonight we're gonna have no care. Light the candle and set the moon to take you on a lover's all-night cruise. Turn up the phone and the email too. It's just gonna be me and you. I'm telling you, no one's gonna stop the loving tonight. You my girl, I'm gonna treat you right. I've been waiting too long to say, tonight's gonna be a lover's holiday. Tonight's gonna be a lover's holiday. Tonight's is no surprise. I can't wait to show you what's in store. Girl, you're gonna want some more. I'm cooking up a really tasty stew, one that will be an elixir for you. I had all these crazy dreams in my head. Girl, I'm gonna show you what's next. I'm telling you, no one's gonna stop the loving tonight. You're my girl, I'm gonna treat you right. I've been waiting too long to say, tonight is gonna be a lover's holiday. Tonight is gonna be a lover's holiday. Just had to walk in the room. Come on, you put on that pretty red dress, and then you can take off the rest. I never get tired of looking at you. I'm gonna spread you around the room. I'm telling you, no one's gonna stop the loving tonight. You, my girl, I'm gonna treat you right. Tonight's gonna be a lover's holiday. Tonight's gonna be a lover's holiday. Tonight, gonna be a lover's holiday.
Norwegian Zydeco. Lovely to hear the accordion. J.T. Lauridsen on accordion and the Buckshot Hunters there and their new album Blue Eyed Soul Volume 1, and there is Lover's Holiday. We go old school for the final two tracks. When I first heard there was an album of unreleased Jimi Hendrix tracks coming out, my heart filled with dread in a sense, because it could have been so awful. They released one track and it wasn't too bad, and then the album was released about a month ago, and it's not too bad at all, really, to be honest, because you think, well, if it wasn't released all those years ago, why not? But it comes out really well. So here is track one of Both Sides of the Sky, Jimi Hendrix and his take on Manish Boy.
Everything's gonna be all right this morning. We'll be right back.
unmistakably Hendrix, but McKinley Morganfield in the background there, and off the album from a compilation of stuff which was unreleased called Both Sides of the Sky, which has just been released, and there is Manish Boy. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. We're going to overrun this week, I'm afraid, so for the networks that take the one-hour show, just fade it out, or make the other person after me come on a bit later, because this next track's a bit special. I'm grateful to Ian Siegel for alerting me to it, because it's an album which I'd completely missed, which when it came out 51 years ago, back in 1967 on Chess Records. It's been reissued a few times over the years. It's now available on Jackpot Records, and that came out a couple of years ago, and it's called The Super Duper Blues Band. And the Super Duper Blues Band really are, because it's Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley and Howlin' Wolf. Also on bass is Buddy Guy, on guitar Hubert Sumlin. It's produced by Willie Dixon. The list of the great and the good go on and on and on. And Ian raised it as just being a great example of the guys having fun on stage together. And in other words, and also taking the mickey out of each other as well. So imagine Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Howlin' Wolf all on stage back in 1966, probably. The album came out in 67. We're going to close the show with the first track on the album when they're just really getting to grips with each other in a way. And Long Distance Call, it's quite long itself. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time this week. Next week I'll be doing the show from Italy somewhere. I'm not quite sure where, but you'll know in a week's time. Email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk, website ravenblues.co.uk, or even easier, raven.dj. I hope life is good for you and you can join me in a week's time. Let's close, as I say, with Muddy, Bo and Howlin' Wolf together. Long Distance Call. Have a good week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I'm the tail drag.
Well, I told you, I'm
called, but you know.